Misfit Toys.
Doug loves movies.
Hey, mini boneheads. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from a hotel room in Madison, Wisconsin on Sunday, August 11th, Two Oceans 13. Yesterday, I did a super, super fun show, a stand-up show at Comedy on State, and I'll play the audio of Graham Elwood playing the Leonard Maltin game against audience members at the end of this shorty. Right now, I'm taking a little break from a Breaking Bad marathon on AMC to record this, so I hope you appreciate the sacrifice I'm making. Can't wait for the new season to begin tonight. I'll be in super, super hot Tempe, Arizona tomorrow for shows at the Tempe Improv on Tuesday. That'll be stand-up, and Wednesday, Doug Loves Movies. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. Past and future guest at Nikki Glazer tweeted, "Sometimes we forget that Leo DiCaprio is also an accomplished babysitter for models." This has been Tweet Relief, tweets about movie stars named Leo. Next weekend, I'm doing movie interruptions in Kansas City, Missouri at the Alamo Drafthouse Main Street. For dates and deets and links, go to DougLovesMovies.com. Now, enjoy Madison. I know I did and do. I'm looking forward to taping Doug Loves Movies today at 4:20. And as always, visual jokes are a shithead.
Hey, Madison, Wisconsin, you ready for some Leonard Maltin game?
Yeah! 1986 beatboxing.
Yeah, don't go blaming the year. Your poor choices.
1986 totally just fucked up, you guys. Google it.
Return. I hit the return button. Send. So I hit the send button.
Hey.
What's in the prize bag, Graham? A Doug Loves Movies t-shirt! And a copy of my latest Gateway Doug. And oh, these are good. A card that has the rules of how to play the round. My hotel room key from when we were in Salem, Oregon.
Yes, sir. Yeah, so you guys want to stay at the Grand Hotel in Salem, Oregon.
That's how you do it.
Road trip.
Or you could at least get the breakfast buffet.
Free breakfast buffet, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're visiting Salem, Oregon, probably not a reason to visit just to get one free breakfast.
If you're driving between Eugene and Portland, you can stop and
there
stay.
There you go.
Free breakfast.
Sounds like we just made a plan. I should take that back because we'll probably do that again. We'll probably drive from Eugene to Portland.
Yes, we will.
And what are you going to contribute to the battle?
Oh, I'll give a copy of my CD, Grand Old's Paul's Drink Dance Party.
Paul's Drink Dance Party. Dance Party. Paul's Drink.
Let's see some name tags, you guys.
What's that show?
Get the house lights up a little bit.
Sure.
People that scribble their name on the complaint cards probably won't get picked, but
there we go.
Who's worth a shot? Who's worth a shot? Oh, we got some weight in the back there.
There you go. You guys are just holding up hand signals like you're doing mine.
I know it's just a stand up show. A lot of people are looking around like name tags. What the fuck? But it's just a little thing we do. We listen to Doug Loves Movies to.
Why are you guys just making hand signals and holding up a menu? That's not.
Oh, really? I think you should just pick the biggest sign, right? Doesn't that always seem to equate?
I'll go with my man with the kittens on his side.
Yeah, you even made a reference to
Gary or a close second, bro. No, close second.
Drink your name tag. Did you really just leave your name tag in your seat?
The name tag.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
It should be attached to you.
It's
oh, look at that. It's like a peachy folder.
You beat my wife at Appleton's.
Oh!
Well, tell her to stop running her mouth.
This is Buffalo Guy, and he's with Buffalo Gal. 62.
Wait, I played your wife
73.
100 ball game in Appleton?
Yes. You did, and you beat her Mach 5.
Sweet. My wife play and lost once to Grandma. Please pick me so I can redo our family name and it's kittens. Okay.
Repeat your honor.
Alright, so what's your real name?
My name is Ross.
What is it?
My name is Ross.
Okay.
Thank you for enunciating Ross.
Yeah, don't forget to use your microphone.
My name is Ross.
Let's not stack off the center line. These aren't the droids you're looking for.
Ross gets to pick a category. Would you like at stew through and through? I'm not even gonna spell it, that's such a ridiculous name on Twitter. He wrote, please don't touch the contestant.
I'm not touching him, he's touching me.
He wrote to me suggesting Pacific
3 inches higher, and this is a right if you're gonna do it.
Wow. Ross busts out a great joke and grabbed his opposite microphone.
Well, it was a visual joke. Alright, for people listening, I had my hand on Ross's thigh, and he said, 3 inches higher and to the right.
Oh, also for the people listening, we apologize.
That was your Bane voice, Ross? Come on. You need to go
3 inches higher.
Yeah. You gotta get your hands on the microphone to do a Bane voice.
Sorry.
Yeah.
He gave me a microphone.
Take control of Graham's microphone.
All right, Graham, we have barely any time. Your categories, Ross.
Greg Warren's got a show date.
Your categories. We've got a merch table set up.
Let's do it. It's all ready.
Pacific Rim shot. Yeah, that's comedies that have robots in them. Comedies with robots. Or celebrating birthday today. An impersonated by me briefly earlier this evening, the great Antonio Banderas.
Tony B.
Tony Busy.
Tony Bravo.
So the films of that gentleman, or at Toys for Twats, suggested Flock of Seagulls, and that's movies with Jason Segel, Steven Seagal, or both.
Antonio Banderas.
Oh. But please ask for it with an accent.
And some
nice Ross has been rehearsing.
Nasonex. Ross is on fire, but doesn't have his own microphone.
So great.
If someone's on fire, don't give them a microphone. Put them out. 2.5 stars from Leonard for this movie from 2011. Yeah, pretty recent. Yeah. Yeah. He calls the main character of this movie self-serious. And he also says that this movie is lively and masterfully staged. Yeah. 2011, and he lists a whopping 7 names.
How many names? It's just between Ross and Graham. How many names do you think you can get it in?
6 Ross. Names.
6, he says. 5 names.
Ross. 4 names.
Whoa. He said 4 names.
Graham.
Ross named that.
You think the dark is your ally? That was born at Ross.
The films of Antonio Banderas, 2.5 stars, 2011. Character is self-serious and lively and masterfully staged. And your 4 names.
Whoa.
Settle down, fellas. It's a lot more business going on between Graham and the contestant than I'm used to.
I just want the contestants to feel comfortable. I mean, you're a guest in my home.
Your four names are Guillermo del Toro, Constance Marie, Amos Sedaris, and Billy Abab Thornton. Thornton. From 2011, Antonio Banderas. What's the name of that movie?
I don't have it.
You don't have it?
I don't know.
I'm asking you, what is the name of that movie? Not give me some excuses. Some sort of...
The movie is...
You picked Antonio Banderas.
I've made a
horrible... It's as recently as 2 years
ago. I've made a horrible mistake.
Just say something.
Say something.
Say a movie that Antonio Banderas was in.
Because I bet you know one of those, because you picked the category.
I did! I would say... Well, okay, how about...
Say it!
Damn it!
Antonio Banderas!
Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
That's... How about the movie I mentioned during my act tonight while doing an impression of him? Puss in Boots! Puss in Boots! Sit down, you idiot! This is deplorable.
What's your name?
Kyle. This is deplorable and horrible at the same time. It's deplorable and deplorable. No, I like it. You wrote Doug Benson over a Blade Runner over Harrison Ford, but Doug Benson is Blade Runner. And then you put my face over his. And then you made an expression that, you know, he probably should have made.
I don't think you had a bigger.
Tucker was too serious. He didn't like just look at things and go, woo! Because that's the idea of a name tag.
No, it really doesn't. Like a minute before I left, I just went.
What's your name?
Kyle.
Kyle.
Yes.
All right. Put this away.
All right.
Is it not supposed to be a name tag?
Yeah. There's stoners here today that have never listened to the podcast and are like, what the fuck is that guy doing? We already understand what a name tag is.
I listen every episode.
But Kyle, I love that you're a fan and that you're going to beat Graham's ass right now. Are you ready? Yeah. Are you ready to beat his ass? I will sit you down if you don't think you can do it. Because we got to end this thing. Would you like the asparagus pee category? Yeah, busting out a heavy category. This is where I read the entire review and then you guys start bidding. It's crazy. Yeah, or would you like asparagus Pete? He suggested on Twitter by Sardonic Brian. And asparagus Pete is movies, actors
that are in the movie Devil Wears Prada.
Because Pete Holmes,
yeah,
in the asparagus pee category, did not recognize that movie.
Yeah!
Or a very popular category of late, feminist movement, and that's movies with a woman on a toilet at some point in the film.
I'm gonna go asparagus pee.
You're going asparagus pee. Oh, this is intense. Okay, Woody Allen says says Leonard Maltin, 4 stars.
He says it's Woody Allen's best film, an autobiographical 1977 is the year. Autobiographical love story with incisive Allenisms on romance, relationships, fame, New York City versus L.A., and sundry other topics. Ooh, I love when Leonard works in the word sundry. Warm, witty, intelligent Oscar winner for Best Picture, Actress, Direction, Screenplay. Look sharp and you'll spot future stars Jeff Goldblum, Shelley Hack, Beverly D'Angelo, and Sigourney Weaver. Yeah. And then he lists 10 names. How many names can start at zero if you want, Kyle? Or you can go into negative names. At which time you will have to name the performers in the order billed by Leonard Maltin from the top of the list.
So negative one names.
Negative one, he says. Oh, right. I'm giving him the prizes no matter what. We got a merch table to get to and the Greg Warren show to start.
Greg's backstage getting ready to go. From his home in Cincinnati. All right, Kyle, name it.
I have no fucking idea.
He has no fucking idea. Graham, what do you think it is?
Is it New York Stories?
Are you kidding?
I'm not alone.
That's hilarious. It's Annie Hall, dude. Yeah. Best Picture in one. Yeah, aren't you a comedy film nerd?
Never heard of it.
I thought you knew what it was, but then I thought, why wouldn't you know it's Woody Allen and Diane Keaton, obviously. Yeah, so that was
I didn't watch it in my head, and I couldn't sort it out.
All right, well, nonetheless, like I said, I'm giving Kyle the prizes anyway.
Instructions to the game will be in there.
Okay.
So you can, if you want to learn how it works.
The guy should throw in the card. Don't pick asparagus pee if you're not familiar with Academy Award winning movies. You know, those rare, bizarre little. Thanks, dude.
Kyle, ladies and gentlemen.
And as always, Greg Warren not being the headliner tonight at Comedy on State is a shame.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, cause Doug loves movies.
Hi there, I'm Jimmy Pardo, host of the award-winning podcast Never Not Funny. It's a show that's been described as hanging out with friends you never knew you needed. Well, each week I get together with my co-host Matt Belknap and great people from the worlds of comedy, Broadway, music, TV, movies, you get the point. Hey Matt, give me some examples of who we had on.
Oh my God, Jimmy, we've had comedy legends like Conan O'Brien, Amy Poehler, and Sarah Silverman, Hollywood royalty like Rob Reiner and John Hamm, and members of classic rock bands like Styx and Kiss.
Hey, Never Not Funny's been around since 2006, so we must be doing something right. So why not join our nonsense each week? Never Not Funny,
the fastest hour in podcasting.
My name is Paul Gilmartin, and I am the host of the Mental Illness Happy Hour podcast, where we have raw conversations about the stuff that's difficult to talk about out loud. It's made best of lists and been praised by the New York Times, Esquire, Psychology Today, and I have on regular people, therapists, and famous people like Marc Maron, Tiffany Haddish, Catherine Hahn, and Rob Delaney. Check it out, the Mental Illness Happy Hour.